Counterterrorism agents around the world believe that Iran really is working on a nuclear weapon. But what led to those concerns, and is there any evidence to support the claims? Joining us live to talk about it is Federal News Radio national security correspondent J.J. Green. J.J., as always, welcome. Love having you here.
Thanks.
And we want to know about, well, we want to know about a lot. How do the experts actually know that Iran is trying to build a bomb? What are the indications?
Clark Settles, he's the chief of the Counterproliferations Investigations Unit of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Division of DHS, mm-hmm. Is one of a growing list of people that's seeing a trend. And he says this to me. If they were just acquiring items for uranium enrichment and not a lot of the other items that they've attempted to acquire, such as missile guidance and triggered spark gaps that are used to detonate nuclear weapons, if they were just trying to acquire one thing and not the other, then the argument would hold some water. Mm-hmm. But counterproliferation agents from around the world are noticing that they're trying to acquire all of these varied items, and there are not so many things that you can do with all these varied items. They're pretty much all for one thing. And that's basically putting the puzzle together and realizing that's what they're doing. The source, the primary source on this story is a foreign intelligence counterproliferations agent who contacted me with some information about this. And then talking to other agents from the U.S. and others around the world, the picture is pretty clear. They're building a bomb.
Yeah, I guess it's sort of like if you're buying hamburger meat, it's not because you want to make fried chicken. And last week we heard that people were trying to move illicit material through the port of Dubai, but that's not the only place. Tell us about that.
Yeah, recent reports have emerged that Dubai had been a port of choice. And this foreign counterproliferations agent that I mentioned to you a minute ago, I spoke to, said, look, we've seen evidence of them using the United Arab Emirates, Hong Kong, Malaysia, Singapore, and then there's a whole list of other Arab countries that they're moving material through. And the plan, as I understand it, based on these conversations with these folks, is that what they've been trying to do is to leapfrog the sanctions, which, simply put, the sanctions say, okay, you can't buy this to send it here, to use it this way. So what essentially these nuclear agents for Iran allegedly have done is set up companies and networks to send these materials to that go around the places that they're not supposed to ship through or ship to, and then somehow they come back around or come up through the black market into this network again and into Iran.
But aren't those countries you listed, aren't they our friends? I mean, don't we have diplomatic relations with them so we can work it out?
Very good point. The big problem here, and I think this is probably the most difficult problem for everyone facing this situation with Iran, is that many of these countries and many of these ports and many of these companies that they've actually been using aren't aware. They're doing it unwillingly. These agents that comprise these networks are very sophisticated people, a lot of it is compartmentalized, and it's a situation in which a lot of the folks that are actually contributing to Iran's nuclear program are not even aware.
So they're not even mules in the sense that they know what they're doing. They're just being used, and they're unaware.
Yeah, and then there's this whole other issue, too, of a lot of the people that have been caught. Because Settles and another U.S. counterproliferations agent, Timothy Gilday, said, you know, hey, we've seen transshipment points, all over the place where people have been trying to move these items through there. And once they get caught, they claim they don't know. But Settles says, look, there's no doubt about it. These people know what they're doing, and they're not in the dark on this. Many of these people know exactly what they're doing. Those are his words. He says they're doing it for profit, or they work for those governments or for terrorist groups that are assisting Iran in building this bomb.
Okay, so they're building a bomb. What are they going to do with it?
A couple of things come to mind in conversations with people, experts, and observers. Leverage is number one on the list in the Arab world, and then with the rest of the world. And the other possible idea is that it would be for a revenge attack, an ace that they would hang on to. And that's those are the two primary possibilities for this. But, you know, there is a prevailing wisdom that's out there from sources that I've spoken to and intelligence from Israel and from the United States and from other countries as well. Iran may not even know what they want to do. Once they develop this thing, they may just want to do what the Japanese did during World War II, is just have it. You know what I mean? And decide later. But that goes back to the point about leverage.
Like an insurance policy.
Yeah.
Right. We're talking to J.J. Green, our national security correspondent. And so with respect to Iran and the sanctions, those don't seem to have had much effect, and the latest sanctions have been pretty watered down. What's that all about? And is anyone on the United States side with respect to how tough sanctions could be or should be?
Yesterday, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner unveiled a new list of United States efforts to get under Iran's skin as far as this thing goes. He said, first, we're designating Iran's post bank for its support of proliferation activities. So there are 16 now Iranian banks that are on their list whose assets will be frozen, or and they won't be able to do any business. They're adding 5 front companies and more than 90 ship names that Iran's national maritime carrier has been using.
90.
And that explains why they're able to use so many different points and ports around the world to do what they're doing. In addition, they're adding 2 individuals that are part of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, more than 22 petroleum, energy, and insurance companies located inside and outside of that country to the list of banned entities, meaning nobody can do any business with them. So that's what the U.S. is doing, because those U.N. sanctions were pretty watered down based on actions from Russia and China.